Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. Let me first thank our sponsors, and that includes Novus International, leaders in the poultry, pork, beef, dairy, and aqua markets, as well as Leica Geosystems. When it has to be right, go to agguidance.com. To continue our series on leadership in agricultural agencies, I am visiting with BCS Communications. And for those of you who don't know, we have Illinois Blaisdell, Leanne Cleaver, and Kelly Schwalbe. And I've got all three of them with me. We are at an open house. This is an annual event. And I guess what I'd like to do is just throw out some questions here, and we'll let whoever wants to answer. And we'll start with the one that we love the best, and that's what's new. And let's see, what's new with BCS? Who would like to start?
Well, there's a couple of new things at BCS. Three big ones. Number one, we've expanded our space a little bit. We're a growing family. And, you know, I'm really not a fan of business books, but to take a phrase from a business book that I did not read, this year's been all about getting the right people on the bus. You know, as our family grows, it's been about finding the right talent, getting the people that, you know, can grow with the company and meet our clients' needs. So we've expanded intellectually, physically, and logistically this year. The other thing is we've got a very large inflatable, and many of you know we're a fan of the holiday inflatables, and we have an even bigger and better inflatable this year. So we're really happy about that. It's a snow globe. So
that's very important. And you know, we've done this before. This isn't our first BCS interview. I mean, at least because of the growth you've mentioned, we're not doing this in, well, I just won't mention the room we were in when we first did this. So how has business been for BCS?
Chuck, business has been very good this year. We've grown some of our existing client business. We've added some new clients. And I think the quality of the work that we're doing is exceptional for helping our clients meet their communications needs. So we've had a very good year in growing our existing business and adding some new clients to the BCS stable.
Well, one of the things that I've heard in doing some other interviews and just talking to people in the industry is the business is pretty good in agribusiness right now. That's reflected in the fact that a lot of agencies seem to be looking for new people. How would you describe your needs in terms of finding new talent that can help you with this? I mean, have you been able to find folks? Because I know there's a lot of opportunities out there, but are we finding the kind of talent we need to come into the industry?
Yeah, finding the right people is always our biggest challenge, both, you know, from a graphic standpoint as well as a writing and account service standpoint. And, you know, it boils down to the fact that we hire on character. You know, I think we can, we're not doing brain surgery. Smart people can learn most of the markets. They can figure it out. If they have a marketing background and kind of understand the basic concepts and can write, whether they're going to be an account service person or an art director, it doesn't matter. They need to be able to write. And lastly, you know, just someone with a good work ethic and, you know, a character, somebody we trust. So we hire on character, and that's worked out for us so far.
You guys started this up really fairly closely to when ZimCom got started. I mean, I know we're going on 7 years, and that's about pretty close, right? So there are some people who may not know all the types of services you offer. I mean, do you describe yourself as full service? And if somebody could make a comment about that, and also, I think maybe Kelly, you mentioned a broad range of clients here, but really a lot focused in the ag sector, right?
We are focused in the ag sector. We are committed to servicing our clients to the best of our ability. We're a very flat organization, and so you will see partner involvement with all of our accounts. We are lucky to have clients across all of agriculture, be it equipment, crop protection, animal health, and that has served us well throughout these years.
Well, I've had the opportunity to work with you on some client projects, and which we've really appreciated, but one thing that struck me, it seems to me, kind of outside looking in, that your clients get to see one of you personally. I mean, would that be kind of like a part of a strategy that you've got?
Yeah, our strategy is definitely to triangulate between lobbyist, law firm, and ad agency. And as Leanne mentioned, we're a very flat organization so that every partner is involved in, you know, some piece of business on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, that's really resonated well with our clients. They appreciate the fact that they can pick up the phone and call us 24/7, that we're going to show up for meetings beyond the pitch session, and that, you know, we're really thinking about their business, you know, in the shower every morning.
One thing I've got to bring up here, and I understand that cleanliness is very important to you, and I'm assuming you've got some hand sanitizers around here somewhere. Almost every conversation I've had, social media has come up in. Now, I know Leanne in particular, you're very involved, she's very much a user of Foursquare, for example, because I know where Leanne gets coffee and all kinds of things, and clothes and concert tickets. But when it comes to social media, how important is that, or is it becoming with your clients and the work you're doing?
Social media is very important to our clients, and you know, it's evolving. It's an evolving category, and so our challenge is to stay up with the trends and be active participants and figure out the best fit for each of our clients. And it's going to be different for each client, and so that's our challenge as well, is to kind of know the right mix of those social media tools.
And you know, a lot of people say that they're social media experts, and it's kind of a misnomer. It's really, we're all just learning about it, and you know, some of us are more advanced, and we've just been really fortunate to have clients that are innovative thinkers and are interested in, you know, experimenting with new ways to use social media and leverage it for marketing uses, as opposed to some of the more traditional methods. So, you know, we feel real fortunate that a lot of our clients are really want us to experiment on their behalf, and that's really moved the ball forward for us.
Well, since we're doing this interview at the BCS Annual Open House, I'm going to have to let our partners or principals get back to their clients and all who are here. But one last question is, looking ahead, how would you answer the question, what can we expect from BCS in the future?
Yeah, we're gonna keep looking for larger and more interactive snow globes. We're going to continue to find innovative marketing solutions and really experiment in the realm of the marketing mix and, you know, push the boundaries with our clients. And I think that's one of the reasons they hire us, as opposed to a cookie cutter agency. And I think look for BCS to redefine what a home run is, you know, on an ongoing basis. Mm-hmm. We're trying to look for new ways to leverage marketing and, you know, kind of stay one step ahead of the game.
Well, I'm going to see if I can help Leanne create a Foursquare location for the snow globe. I think that's going to be one of our goals for tonight.
That's
so
excellent.
All right, we're going to get back to the BCS Open House, which I do know is code for Christmas party, and it's going in full force. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk with you all again, and look forward to doing it again next year.
Well, that is the Zimcast for this week. I'm going to leave you with some music from Music Alley. This is a song called My Baby Likes to Eat by Alec Berlin. I hope you enjoy it, and thank you for listening.
My baby likes to eat. She can put it away. I'm not so sure she still loves me when we're at the self-serve buffet. Yeah, burger meals. Three squares a day. Afternoon snack. At five, popcorn at the movies and honey from the hive. Sunday brunch and a midnight ice cream treat. My baby likes to eat. I remember the day I met her. I was drinking to forget loss. When all of a sudden I'm swimming in the scent of a barbecue sauce. And I've never seen such a picture. Beauty grazing at the trough. Next thing I knew, my heart went snap. That's when I saw her monogrammed wet naps. And I knew right away my resistance had to be. My baby likes to eat. My baby likes to eat. She can put it away. I'm not so sure she still loves me when we're at the self-serve buffet. Yeah, burger meals. Three squares a day. At five, popcorn at the movies and honey from the hive. Sunday brunch and a midnight ice cream treat. My baby likes to eat. Our wedding day was fun. she managed to mumble, "I do." Two bites of a pecan pie. And I've never seen nobody so excited about a catfish fry. And later that night, her head was in the stars as we jimmied open the hotel room bar. A feeding frenzy filled our wedding suite. My baby likes to eat. Dishes while we make dessert. We feed him full of love until his belly hurts. It's our home sweet home, and I really do mean sweet. My baby likes to eat. My baby likes to eat. My baby likes to eat.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.